And welcome back here at Classic in the Country. Game three is in the books. Dublin Coughlin defeated Notre Dame by a score of 51-26. Joining me now from Dublin Coughlin, immediately to my right, I have Riley Blankenship and Kylie Matt. Ladies, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having
me. So both of you have been here at the Classic in the Country before a couple times each. So talk about being back here again. What is some of your favorite things about coming to the Classic in the Country?
I think my favorite thing is just the environment. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of people, a lot of energy. So it was nice to be back for a second year for me.
Yeah.
It's just super fun. Like, the environment is great. And then also, like, the activities that there are. Like, we're spending the night, so that's going to be super fun as a team.
Yeah, so this is your only game that you're going to play here, but you're going to get to hang around, experience some of the culture, some of the different things going on here, which is always fun. And, you know, we usually talk about this last, but you've been here before, so... The food. Talk about the food. What's your favorite thing here at the Classic?
I think my favorite thing, so we went to Dear Dutchman last year, and we're going back today, so I'm looking forward to that.
So there's a little bit of everything there.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Same here. That's my favorite. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's different things that we don't have in different places, so it's good to experience that. Talk about the basketball. So when you come to an event like this, you know, we talk to some of the coaches. This is not like playing your league rival. There's not a week of film study. You're not scouting your opponent as much. You're kind of coming in kind of blind playing. So talk about what that game time adjustments for you. What's that like?
I think it honestly helps us for, like, when we get to the tournament later on in the season, because we had one day to prepare. We had a game on Thursday and then prepared a little bit on Friday and just kind of came in here with as much as we could. So I think it'll help us in the future.
Absolutely.
We just go out and, like, our coach tells us we just have to work hard, and then, like, we can adjust on defense. As long as we're getting rebounds, working hard, like, the offense is going to come.
Yeah. So in different format this year at the Classic in the Country, we're using the shot clock. So we keep hearing shot clock's going to be in high school basketball in the next 2 years. We don't know when it's coming. But so does that change your philosophy, the way you play the game, or the way you prepared for this game today?
I think we tried to not let it affect us. I think we definitely had it in the back of our mind, but we kind of try to play how we usually play and not really let it stick in our minds too much.
Yeah, our coach didn't even tell us until, like, at the very end of practice yesterday. She was like, by the way, 35-second shot clock, so... We didn't really think it would affect us too much.
Yeah, watching your game again, it didn't look like there was a big effect on you guys. I know our first game of the day here, the first team, their first possession, they had a shot clock violation. They wasn't ready for it. So just talk about your team a little bit. You know, you guys have high aspirations, looking to make a deep tournament run. Just talk about some of the dynamics of your team.
I think we're a little bit younger. I think there's a decent amount of sophomores on the team. We have a freshman as well. So it's been fun this year kind of getting to know how everybody plays together, because it's a lot different than last year, but we've done great so far. So it's been a lot of fun to see.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're really close as a team. So it's, like, cool to see a lot of the younger girls stepping up and, like, filling their role and playing well. And we're a good team. We play together.
Well, it's fun watching you guys. We're certainly delighted to have you back at the Classic in the Country. So, you know, enjoy the rest of your time here. Enjoy the Dear Dutchman tonight and all the other fun things you're going to do.
Yes, thank
all right.
you.
Well, thanks for being here at the Classic in the Country, ladies. Congratulations on being here.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Day 3, Classic in the Country. Stay tuned. More to come on WKLM. Yeah.